Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're headed into July, and oh my, gardens, yards, trees, everything reacting differently to this warm but not very hot weather we're having in July, as well as all of the rain that we've received. Lots and lots of calls coming into the Extension office regarding trees, yards, weeds, and other things. Of course, want to encourage folks to give us a call if you have a question about something you find in your yard. Also want to remind folks of a great resource on the ISU Extension website. We have a plant and horticulture frequently asked questions website with a lot of great resources, as well as a weekly horticulture newsletter and news releases put out by the horticulture experts at ISU Extension. So find those on the ISU Extension webpage under the programs dropdown, and Ag and Natural Resources and Horticulture should take you right there. If you can't find it, always give us a call, 243-1132, or stop by the office. You can also drop us an email, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can on what you're requesting with your question or problem. Other resources and hot topics on the Extension webpage right now, from our Family Finance Department, the information on credit reporting. If you haven't checked your credit report lately, summer is a good time to do it, with folks traveling, making additional purchases for vacation, family events, people getting out and about. Sometimes easy to forget about things like that. Information in your history may or may not be correct. If you have information in there that is inaccurate, getting it corrected sooner rather than later is always a good thing. Take a look at your credit card report from the three credit reporting agencies every year. You do have the right to a free annual credit report from annualcreditreport.com or calling 877-322-8228. This is the only authorized source under federal law, despite all the other ads and things that you see. So that's annualcreditreport.com. So there are many other offers out there, of course. Some folks trying to sell you things, sign you up for a service. Some of them are free but may come with a membership or something else. We do remind folks to check their credit reports for errors. They do happen. If you have any serious errors in your credit history, you'll want to dispute those as soon as possible. Those may include things that accounts that are not yours, employment records that are incorrect, reports of late payments, or things such as that. You can also request that any bankruptcies older than 10 years old or accounts that were wiped out but are still listed can be removed from the credit report, as well as other negative information that's more than 7 years old. Another part of a credit report is the credit score, which is the three-digit number calculated from a report that quantifies a person's creditworthiness. And this is a predictor of how well someone is likely to use credit in the future based on how well that person has used credit in the past. Many folks know credit scores. If you don't know what yours is, that's another great way to get it. One of the biggest factors, if you're curious, that has an impact on your credit score is paying your bills on time. If you're not paying your bills, you can't fix your credit. You may see or hear ads about companies that are able to get rid of debt, but if you're the one that created your situation, you can pay your own debt down with time, and after you have paid for your basic expenses, if there are funds left over, using the extra funds to pay off debts is a great way to make positive steps in that direction. There are a number of resources on the Family Finances webpage for the Cass County and ISU Extension webpage. Some programs include Money Talk, a face-to-face money management course to help you take charge of your money, the Smart Choices Health Insurance Program, which we hosted earlier this year in Cass County, telling people about the new health insurance law. Your Money, Your Future is a great program to help people learn where to find sound information and gain money management skills. A Place of Your Own is an online buyer education course to help new or first-time home buyers through the home buying process and can also earn you a certificate that you can present to a lender if you're trying to qualify for a loan. And Take Control of Your Money is a free online course for folks looking for ways to improve their finances and financial management skills. Those are just a few of the resources available in many cases for little or no cost to families on the Family Finance webpage of the ISU Extension webpage. Also new in the families area, more in the family life and parenting, we talk every month about the Science of Parenting blog, website, and videos that are available. The topic for this month is dealing with peer pressure. It may seem like school just got out, but we're headed towards school being back in session in just a little over a month. And when kids are facing peer pressure, how should parents respond? The topic of the Science of Parenting blog and video this month. Everyone, of course, isn't really going to the party or staying out late or whatever else your child believes, but kids of all ages certainly do find that peer pressure hard to resist. Kids give in to peer pressure because they want to have friends, be part of a group, be liked by a certain group of friends, and they may be afraid that others will make fun of them if they are different or don't go along with the group. They may give in to peer pressure because they want to try something new, and being in a group makes them braver as well. The website and podcast discusses ways to take a close look at the positive and negative aspects of peer pressure, offers ideas on how parents can help children maintain friends while resisting peer pressure, and helping kids stand up for what they believe is right. The blog, 4-minute podcast, and discussion board will be up all month, as well as archived on the Science of Parenting website. And you can find that by typing Science of Parenting into the search function on the ISU Extension webpage. As always with anything we discuss on these Wednesday morning talks, if you have questions, give us a call, 243-1132. Stop by the Cass County Extension office at 805 West 10th Street, right there on the fairgrounds, or find us online anytime at the Extension website or on our Facebook page to stay up with everything that's happening in Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension Office.